Triple Focus.
Time right now to catch up with Kendall from the Triple R Women's Network. Morning, Kendall.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, today, this is great news, and I did mention it on the show yesterday, that we're talking about something very exciting regarding, a West Aussie lady from Broome, a lady who won the AgriFutures Rural Women of the Year national winner in Kara Peak today.
Yes, that's right. Kara is totally exceptional woman, very deserving, down-to-earth, talented. She really is an inspiration to so many regional women. And because of that, I know she'll take her Broome-based project, which is the Saltwater Academy, Project National. I'm just absolutely sure of it. And she's another WA woman taking the award. So over the 20 years of the AgriFutures Award, I believe WA women have taken the national award at least three times, and we've had four national runner-ups.
So the announcement pretty well is a long time coming, am I right?
Yes, it's been going on for quite some time now. So Kara Peak was actually announced as a WA winner early in 2020, which actually was done online because of COVID-19. Normally, there would have been a formal event at Parliament House.
Uh-huh.
Then all the state winners should have gone to Canberra later in 2020 for the national announcement, but this is not possible again because of COVID.
And they skipped a year of the award, is that right?
Yeah, so they decided not to open up another round of applications in 2020 with all the uncertainty, and take the year to reflect on the award, make some changes, which they did.
Mm.
So the award opened up late August this year with two opportunities for rural women to apply, and one being the top award. At this time, they increased the bursary amount from $10,000 to $15,000, and these projects need to be underway to meet criteria. And the other award was for an acceleration grant for those women who are seeking financial support to get their idea off the ground, which is around $5,000.
So do you possibly know what is next for Kara?
Goodness me, I don't know. This woman is going places. Such a worthy recipient of the award. Kara will use this opportunity, this national platform and recognition, to open doors to regional WA and the need for regional investment. She is a courageous champion for regional sustainability and building the economic and social capacity of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. So I do encourage anyone out there curious about Kara to please look her up. There are plenty of articles on her. On the Triple R Network website, we have a podcast that was done last year on Kara, so you can check that out.
All right, so go ahead and do that. Just a great outcome for WA regional women. And, of course, it came on the back of last Friday with International Rural Women's Day.
I know.
And you had
just
a bit of a day.
Timing all round.
And I see on social media, Kendall, you had a bit of a day out last Friday.
I did. Yes, we had a bit of a shindig at the Windsor Hotel. Yeah. We had about 60 women there, and it was a fabulous event.
All right. So, great for WA regional women and, of course, the winner, Kara Peak. Might even try and see if we can catch up with Kara next week as well.
Ooh.
And, so if you want to know more about Kara and you want to know more about AgriFutures, check out the website there today. And don't forget, too, to check out the Triple R Network website as well. Kendall, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.